Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm and clear night across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze while Jerusalem remains calm and pleasant. In Haifa, skies are clear, perfect for stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, Donald Trump claims Iran agreed to more nuclear inspections while Tehran denies any missile limit concessions. This report is from earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF killed Hezbollah operatives in southern Lebanon amid ongoing ceasefire tensions. This occurred earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS reports a bipartisan resolution urges Lebanon to disarm Hezbollah following ceasefire violations. Separately, the Forward notes pro-Israel Democrats are vying to challenge Republican Rep. Mike Lawler in New York's Hudson Valley. This was covered 2 hours ago. And finally, from earlier today, the Jerusalem Post covers the resumption of direct talks between Jerusalem and Beirut in Washington. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian journalist, posted just minutes ago about Israeli settlers reportedly attacking the Christian village of Tebe with support from Israeli forces. Ahmed Fuad al-Khatib, a Middle Eastern analyst, wrote earlier today about Hamas using a Gaza hospital for repression against potential protesters. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, posted 47 minutes ago, urging the West to reconsider its approach to Iran. Let's go deeper, starting with the nuclear issue. Ynet reports that Donald Trump insists Iran has agreed to expanded UN nuclear inspections. However, Tehran remains firm against missile limits. This reflects ongoing tensions and mixed signals in negotiations. As both sides present conflicting views, the path to a comprehensive agreement remains uncertain. Turning to Lebanon, where the IDF targeted Hezbollah operatives, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, this action underscores the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. With direct talks between Jerusalem and Beirut now underway, the situation remains delicate. The risk of escalation persists despite diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, JNS highlights a bipartisan resolution in the U.S. Congress. It calls for Hezbollah's disarmament, emphasizing Lebanon's sovereignty over Iranian influence. This move aims to bolster international support for Lebanese autonomy and stability amid ceasefire breaches. On the political front, The Forward discusses the Democratic race in New York's Hudson Valley. Pro-Israel candidates are positioned to challenge Republican Mike Lawler. This race could impact U.S. foreign policy towards Israel, particularly in Congress. And finally, diplomatic efforts between Israel and Lebanon continue in Washington. The Jerusalem Post notes these talks could shape future relations and regional stability. Both nations are seeking common ground despite ongoing military tensions. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reveals significant price disparities at Israeli beaches. Non-residents could pay up to 4 times more than locals. This affects tourists and residents alike, from Galilee to Eilat. Separately, CTEC reports on the U.S.-Iran deal altering Israel's strategic and economic environment. Energy normalization and a potential $300 billion reconstruction path are key elements. And finally, Globes reports on a recent poll showing Eisenkot overtakes Bennett. Neither the coalition nor the opposition appears able to form a new government without Arab parties. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.